But now it's time for some of the oldest news in the world. And Tom, it sounds like there's a scarab ray in Norway that's just been discovered.
Yeah, that's right, Diana. The press have dubbed it a mini Pompeii because so much has been preserved in situ or in the place it was left by its last user. Lead archaeologist Lars Sundstrom of the Museum of Culture History at the University in Oslo said that the entire site was buried under 3 feet of sand about 5,500 years ago.
Whereabouts in Norway is this site then?
It's just at the headland of the river Toppdalselva, where it drains into the North Sea. One of the key things they found here is a wooden wall against which stones had been piled to shore it up. What's odd about this is there are no sources of stone nearby, so the inhabitants of this settlement would have transported them quite far.
So there was some considerable effort put into this site, but why has it been called a mini Pompeii?
Well, Sundstrom has said that the way pottery had been left on the site suggests that the settlers left their pots with the intent of reusing them upon their return. Because it looks like the site was occupied seasonally by the people of late Neolithic Norway, but a sudden catastrophic event buried everything, and they never returned. The site is about 80 metres from the current shoreline, so it's likely that one day it flooded and silted up.
And I understand that the dig is still in progress, so they may yet turn up all sorts of unusual bits and pieces from there.